Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. I hope that every single one of you are thoroughly enjoying what we have for you in Season 9. I wanted to go ahead and create a bonus episode for you guys as 2025 comes to a close and we're entering into 2026. I'm getting excited. I hope you are too. This is just a really important time for reflection. And y'all hear me talk about this sometimes because we have to be mindful how much time we spend in deep reflection, how much time we spend orienting to the past, and how much time we spend orienting towards the future. The past, if we spend too much time there, we can start to feel feelings of depression, not becoming depressed, but experiencing feelings of depression. And when we spend too much time orienting to the future, we can start to experience anxiety and angst because, you know, who knows how we're going to feel in the future? Who knows how much anxiety or energy or whatever we're going to have in the future? We want to spend most of our time in contemplative reflection, but also be grounded in the present. So when we reflect, we don't want to reflect too far back, and we definitely don't want to hover over regret for too long, right? You know, if we have regret come up, that's okay, because it's like, okay, let's turn that regret into some really healthy guilt that says, oops, I don't want to repeat that in the future, right? So let's make it work for you as you move forward into the future. But when you come to a year end, it is very, very valuable to reflect backwards on what happened this year. So we're not going too far back, but we're going to take a moment of pause and maybe an hour or two out of your day or a few days to honestly reflect and review on 2025. This is so valuable, especially if you've been engaging our Plan to Recover mini journal for 2025. That means you have 2, 3, 6, 9, 12 behaviors to go back and reflect on, right? That's a lot of reflecting. And so in this, you might want to engage your journals from 2025 and write down, what are those 12 behaviors I worked so hard to automate or to disconnect from? And list out, okay, list out each of those behaviors. How often did you engage it? What improvements did you notice? What would you like to see happen, change? What pivots do you want to make in 2026? Do you want to continue to look at these behaviors? Do you feel like they are fully automated and they can come off the list? It's really important that you reflect on these things, because you put in all the energy, you put in all the effort, you showed up for yourself so many times in 2025, and you don't want to lose your momentum going into 2026. That's why we're reflecting. That's why we're looking back. It's because you have worked so hard. You want to take all that hard work and effort and energy and roll on into 2026, right? And so one of the ways I do it is I do an annual review of all of my healthy habits in the previous year. And so I look at all of my automated habits. I'm now tracking since 2021. So it says automated and then / 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, now 2025, I get to add to my automated list. So I list how many behaviors were automated in those years. And then I just do a careful review of the previous year. So then it says past year. I do an annual review and I reflect on my word of the year. Okay, which, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, we want to pick one word that really embodies what we want that year to look like. Okay, and so I reflect on that word. Say maybe the word is intentionality or ease. Or, I mean, whatever it is that you want to embody, you write down that word and you reflect on it at the end of the year. It's like, how did I perform when it comes to this? How did this word influence my decisions and my behaviors? Okay, so in your annual review, you'll look at your word of the year and make some notes, and then you'll look at that year's big 3, 6, 9, 12, whatever it is. I typically do some of my behaviors for more than 90 days. So oftentimes mine are going to go for 6 months, maybe 9. So I'm not always reflecting on 12 total behaviors, but go ahead and look at yours. List them. Some of them, they're going to be carried over for all year. So it's fine. Like this year that I'm looking at for one of my annual reviews, I only reviewed 4 and that's fine. I also spend a little bit of time looking at my AM routine and my PM routine. What's working? What's not working? What do I want to improve? What do I want to optimize? What do I want to increase?
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
You know, you heard me talk about it in a previous episode, but if I'm reading one page of a book every single evening, the next year I might take that up to 2 pages every night so that I can get my check, right? So what do I want to increase and what do I want to decrease? So for those people that I mentioned in a previous episode, brushing their teeth, right? So they're checking if they brush their teeth every evening. So now maybe they're checking if they brush their teeth and floss. Right? So sometimes you do some add-ons to your AM and your PM, right? But be mindful when you're adding on that it's not going to become stressful and that it's also not going to become hyper rigid. Okay. Like it's okay. It's okay if you miss the floss. It's important that you're able to move through the morning with ease, but you definitely want to reflect on these things. Okay. And then you look at what are your interpersonal goals? Okay. What goals did you achieve? All right. What were your struggles? What were your victories? You don't have to list all of them because honestly, you're looking at that every single day. If you're engaging your P2R journal, you're looking at that constantly, but you definitely want to look back on like your big wins. So oftentimes I'm going to grab three big wins for the year and be like, wow, that happened. I can't believe that happened. Okay, that's something maybe I've been working on for 5 years and this year it came to fruition. So I definitely want you to reflect on your achievements and pause in them and honor them. Pat yourself on the back, you know, say some kind words to yourself, you know, really like bask in how amazing you are. Be willing to do that. Be willing to build tolerance in your nervous system for compliments you give yourself, compliments you get from others. Like, do take the time, please, to pause in your victories. Also take some time to review those struggles, like a big three struggles where it was like, yeah, I really tried hard to engage this particular behavior every single day all year long, and I still feel like for whatever reason, it's just not happening. It's not happening with regularity. It's not happening that I'm getting the whatever the results are that I was craving. So sometimes you have to get really granular with what are your expectations? You know, what are you looking for? What are the results? And you have to tweak those out a little bit. And then you start to look at the next year. Okay, so you start in reflection from the previous year. Gain all the information, all the wisdom, all of the golden nuggets from last year. Then you start moving them forward into 2026. What are your goals? What is going to be this year's word? What is the word for the year? Okay. Is it that you want to be receptive? Do you want to be reflective? What are you looking for? Do you want to be vibrant? Do you want to feel alive? Do you want to feel like you can tackle hard things? You know, let's maybe this year, just an idea. Maybe this year you pay attention to one of your negative core beliefs. You reverse it. Okay, so if my negative core belief is, you know, I'm stupid, then what I'm going to have my word for next year is, you know, I'm a highly intelligent woman. Okay. And maybe that's what you want to lean into in 2026, but definitely make it work for you and spend some time. And what do you need this word to be to accomplish your goals? And then I have a list of goals that are going to continue from the previous year. And then I make a list of new goals. And honestly, at this point, since I've been doing it around 5 years, I'm not adding a ton of goals, but I usually do have like an overarching goal. Okay. So like, is it going to be financial health I focus on this year? Is it going to be physical health I focus on this year? Is it going to be, you know, CEUs, continuing education, my vocational health and well-being, like whatever it is, I usually do have one overarching focus. But this is what I want to invite you guys to, because we're approaching the end of the year and it is a time for reflection and celebrating the victories and using all of that positive energy and momentum to go into 2026. So I hope that you will pause. I hope you will take the time. This is my call to action. This is my bonus call to action to you, is that please take some time before you fall into 2026 and really be intentional. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's DIRECTIMPACT with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes.